man.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here!
Oh!
How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Thank you.
Like the other kids.
Remote control.
TV mattered. Nothing else did.
Remote control.
Girl said yes, but he said
no. Remote control.
Now he's got his own game show.
Remote control.
And now it's his basement. It is rules, and it's his shirt. The Quizmaster extraordinaire, Ken Oma.
Miss Hooks, you're next.
Hurry up!
Thanks, Mahoney.
Get up, Miss Hooks.
You saved my life.
Get up, please.
Maybe someday you'll save mine.
Go!
Anytime, man.
You're next. Yellow line.
You better not fly. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Eddie's Hightower.
Eddie's Hightower.
Hightower, you take it easy now. Hightower. Hightower, don't do that, Hightower. If you don't stop, you are out of here. Mister, I am warning you, Hightower. You messed up big, mister. Now you get your stuff and you get out of here right now.
Attention. Application for motorcycle service should be turned in at the administration building by Friday. Application for motorcycle service should be turned in at the administration.
One down.
Friday. Okay, kid, listen, I'm coming in, okay?
No, don't.
Exactly what the hell is the situation? What, did you shit yourself or something?
Oh, I wish. I got it stuck.
You got what stuck?
It.
Oh! It, listen, it's not the end of the world. These kind of things happen. Let's have a look at it. Sheila!
No!
Sheila!
No!
Sheila, honey?
Don't!
Sheila, honey, you gotta come here. You gotta see this.
What? No! Don't!
Come in here, honey.
Don't!
Don't worry. She's a dental hygienist. She'll know exactly what to do.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Mrs. Jensen. How are you?
You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Holy shit! Charlie, you could have warned me. Okay,
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jensen. I just don't want Mary to.
Okay.
I don't want her here, you know?
Okay, let's just relax here, okay? Now, what exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the. Or the.
Is it the Frank or the beans?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like. I think it's a little bit of both.
Frank's and beans! Break some veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
I don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I need to find some Bactine, honey.
No, you know what? I don't need any, really.
Over there.
Oh, Christ.
The hell's going on here? Neighbors said they heard a lady scream.
You're looking at him. You gotta take a look at this thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Ain't it a beaut?
What the hell were you thinking? How the hell did you get the zipper all the way to the top?
Well, let's just say the kid's limber.
Ow! Ow! What the... God!
Somebody's gonna have to move that station wagon in front so I can get the truck in here.
Lenny, come here. Take a look at what this numbnuts did.
Holy shit!
Mike, Eddie, get down here quick. Bring everybody. Bring a camera. You're not going to believe this. We got a kid down here. What's your name?
No, there's only one thing to do here.
What? You know what? I got an idea. I got an idea. Look, look. I can just... We don't have to do anything because, look, I can just wear this over the front.
Look, I can go to the prom. We'll deal with it later.
Relax. You already laid the tracks. That's the hard part. Now we're just going to back it up.
Teddy, be brave.
It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid. A one. And a two. And a...
We got a bleeder!
Face I looked and I knew I had to run away, yeah, and get down on my knees and pray that they go away. Still it begins, needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Oh, I thought I was small, I stole a heart, didn't think I'd do. But now I see, she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead. And one day she will see just how to stay please. And get down on her knees. Oh, that's how it begins. She'll feel those needles and pins. Partner, partner, tell myself I'm wrong, I'm wrong, so wrong. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today, I saw her face. It was the face I loved, and I knew I had to run away, yeah, and get down on my knees and pray, yeah, that they go away. And still it begins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, needles and pins, needles and pins, needles and pins.
Hour's top news story, an informant led officers of the Muerto County Sheriff's Department to a cemetery just outside the small rural Texas community of Newt early this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art, the remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts, and it's feared more will turn up as the probe continues. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse had been removed. The head, or in some cases, the extremities removed, the remainder of the corpse left intact. Evidence indicates the robberies have occurred over a period of time. Sheriff Jesus Maldonado refused to give details in the Ghoulish case and said only that he did have strong evidence linking the crime to elements outside the state. Area residents have reportedly converged on the cemetery, fearing the remains of relatives have been removed. No suspects are in custody as the investigation at the scene continues. Three-story
trying to stop his way to victory. Come on! A blatant chokehold by Stone Cold.
He's going to choke him out. Obviously, the referee's been instructed to let this one go as far as they want to take it. It's a tough man contest.
It's the World Wrestling Federation. We're talking competition. Stone Cold Steve Austin now with Mankind. And through the ropes is Mankind. Stone Cold right after it.
This is not about hammerlocks and headlocks and suplexes. This is about seeing how tough somebody is.
These guys have been outside so much, they're going to have to pay Connecticut property tax.
Stone Cold and Mankind.
Oh! That was face first, right into the steel steps.
Mankind hot on the trail of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Austin hot on the trail of Bret the Hitman Hart. He wants more of the Hitman. And the Hitman, as we said before, in action next week against Owen Hart. To the mat, fair play. Mankind on the rail. And the difference perhaps here is that Stone Cold can feel the pain. I'm not so sure Mankind does.
I think Mankind may be motivated by his own pain. His scarred body would indicate as such, and he kind of likes it.
That's right. He can feel the pain, but he likes it. You're right, Ross.
Thank you.
Will we see the Stone Cold Stunner? All right, here we go. Austin has Mankind set up now. Austin, getting ready in.
Oh! Right in the sternum. This should be all.
Come on. Two and Mankind. Mankind with a kick out.
He's tough.
We can't discount Mankind's ability. He's the man that has defeated The Undertaker, and not many people walking the face of the earth can say that.
Stone Cold driving the shoulder repeatedly now into the carcass of Mankind. Two great competitors going at it live on Monday Night Raw. Look at this.
Not a carcass yet, McMahon.
Might as well be.
Mankind, a 300-pounder hanging by a thread, hanging by a knee ligament.
And Stone Cold now with two handfuls of hair. Oh, no, one now. Ooh. Stone Cold hammering away on Mankind. Look at this. Mankind literally hanging upside down and finally down. Stone Cold reaching for him.
Paul Bearer has left, but he's coming back now. And he's bringing the executioner.
Oh, wait a minute. What's that about? The executioner, whom we saw last night. That was the man who saved Paul Bearer from the Undertaker's wrath. The executioner coming in, going to work on Stone Cold. Don't tell me it's going to... A double team, yes.
All right, with a knee. Mankind struck Austin right in the knee joint. It's two, now it's three on one. And here comes the Undertaker.
Here comes who?
Undertaker. Get out of there, Paul Bearer. Whoa.
The Undertaker with unfinished business last night. Going to work. The Undertaker. Watching the double team of Mankind. Watching as well. Oh, no. Austin just clotheslined the Undertaker.
I don't think the Undertaker came to save Steve Austin. The Undertaker came to get his hands. Paul Bearer and company. Now you want to get it on. Let's get it on. How tough are you, Stone Cold?
Stone Cold Steve Austin may have won this matchup as a result of a...
Stay.
Hey!
Yo, all right, so reporter wants to get an interview with you guys for Billboard magazine. No, 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 zero. Yo, Ice, it's a girl.
Word.
Hello, Evil Ice. After the success of your first album, our readers want to know just one thing. How you living?
My lifestyle's crazy. I'm luxury lazy. So much gold that jury don't faith me. Cordless phone, 8 or 9 homes. Girlies on my jammy with an iced tea jump. Bank account booming, fast lane zooming. Going around the world for my high post grooming. Back like a preacher, love like a teacher. Got a girl in cribs in Paris when I want to eye people. Too many clothes, got a rag top roll. Thousand watt system in my speakers of Bose. I kick it like a champ, I thought you knew it. But pimping ain't easy, but somebody gotta do it.
Yo, I just, they want you to be on Lifestyle, rich and famous.
Man, hang up on that fool.
Yo, Ice, what are you doing with the fur coat on the floor?
Oh boy, that's the carpet, man.
Yo, man, what are you doing with all this money all over the floor, man?
Get the vacuum.
Yo, man, there's 10 girls waiting in the bedroom.
They've been there for a week, another day won't hurt. My thumbs are tied just from counting cash. No more room in my diamond stash. Filing my nails is such a tyrant task. Gold knobs in my Benzo dash. Five freaks just to comb my hair. Monograms on my underwear. Bodyguards around, so please don't dare. You're taking a chance if you just stop and stare. Living my life is just so hard to do. Making deals, a million, one or two. Buying new cars for my entire crew. Matching Ferraris, ease black, mine's blue. Can't put my life in my pool, cause it's just too long. Can never go broke because my bank's too strong. No matter what I do, I simply can't go wrong. And I'll make money I don't need for this damn song. But somebody's gotta do it. This road for them, one 10,000, one's 20. Yo, I don't care, man. Turn on the dog, man. Yo, I, what are you gonna do? We got a house in Palm Springs, half built. Man, I don't like it no more. Tear it down. I don't need no more house. Yo, I, Gucci, Louis, and Fila wanna sponsor you. Man, I told you I don't need no more clothes. Man. Now, when I walk in the joint, punks always look at me hard. Cause I wear enough gold to tie a dog in the yard. Gold messing in my mansion so big it's silly. Got a brother named Humphrey and a maid named Millie. Been. That's what I said. For me, chefs in my kitchen so that I can get fed. So tired of sailing on my boat, I might just helicopter to my jet and catch a midnight flight. So many girls in my book, it weighs a ton. Gotta leave the damn country just to have some fun. Ride a suite at the track to watch the ponies run. And there ain't nothing in the world to me and he ain't done. But somebody's gotta do it.
Yo, Ice, it's Ronald Reagan, man. He wants to know, can he hang out with you and E? Man, will you tell that fool to get off my jam? Yo, your homeboy Ab Arkansas, he called up wanting to borrow some more money. No problem. Small thing to a giant. Cause somebody gotta do it.
Brunhilde von Schaft. Consider yourself a free woman.
Mr. Candy. Normally, I would say auf Wiedersehen. But since what a Wiedersehen actually means is till I see you again, and since I never wish to see you again, to you, sir, I say goodbye. Let's go.
Come on.
One more moment, Doctor.
What?
It's a custom here in the South. Once a business deal is concluded, that the two parties shake hands, it implies good faith.
I'm not from the South.
But you are in my house, Doctor. So I'm afraid I must insist.
Insist? On what? That I shake your hand? Oh, then I'm afraid I must insist in the opposite direction.
You know what I think you are?
What do you think I am? No, I don't.
I think you are a bad loser.
And I think you're an abysmal winner.
Nevertheless, paying Chickasaw County a deal ain't done until the two parties have shook hands. Even after all that paper signing don't mean shit, you don't shake my hand.
If I don't shake your hand, you gonna throw away $12,000? I don't think so.
Mr. Pooch, if she tries to leave here before this nigger-loving German shakes my hand, you cut her ass down.
Really want me to shake your hand?
I insist.
If you insist.
goodbye to my Peggy of the morning. She get down quickly and rub my back. She got no posters hanging on her wall, just the tattered old Union Jack. She my American woman. She my American woman. American woman,
America, whoa. tea.